the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream on KFARradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. If you want to call in today, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. Today's my birthday, and I just thought I would hear that whole song. So, what the heck? Enjoying myself today. Want to enjoy being on the air with you. If you have any thoughts, again, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. At 6:01 p.m. on December 19th in 1959, I was born. Born here at St. Joseph Hospital by Dr. Rebar. I'm a very, very fortunate person with the family and friends that I have in my life and that I've had in my life. My parents, my late little sister, incredible people, all became very close friends and mentors of mine in my life. So cheers to them. They're not with me today, but they're always with me. So now, I was born at St. Joseph's Hospital by Dr. Rebar. He is the great person, one of the probably top 50 people in the history of Fairbanks, because being a doctor here, and all, everyone that he birthed. And back then, you know, in the 50s and 60s and 70s, you know, you had Dr. Rebar, Dr. Lundquist, or Dr. Dunbar. And just incredible small town, incredible doctors, the family doctor. And we have another Dr. Rebar, his granddaughter. She's a doctor here in town. She's not going to, you know, see people like the original Dr. Rebar did. But I went over to the hospital about 4 or 5 years ago for a procedure, and I hadn't had a I had a procedure in a long time, and they asked me who my doctor was, and I said, well, it was Dr. Rebar. And they said, oh no, we have a Dr. Rebar. I go, no, that's the granddaughter. You know, my Dr. Rebar was the original Dr. Rebar. So we sort of laughed about that. And anyway, his family, all fantastic. They helped found HIPAO, put all their kids through Monroe ICS. And this incredible kids growing up, and we grew up with them, would have Christmas at their house and Thanksgiving at our house with the Rebar family. And we'd also have Father Mac over at Thanksgiving and a few other friends. And so that's how I grew up here in Fairbanks. Just the holidays were always something special, because it involved family and friends. And I hope that's going with you over the holiday season, and that you enjoy it, and that you have a good time with family and friends. And you know, it gets entertaining for me on a day like today. I'm gonna try and play for you the first thing that hit me at 6:30 this morning. I missed the phone call, but it's from my brother Danny, and we'll see if this is it. He left me a message.
Hey, David, it's Danny. This is what I call a reverse birthday call. happy birthday, but instead of me sending you a gift, you need to send me some more money. Anyway, have a great birthday. Give me a call when you have a moment, and I'll give you a hard time then. Bye.
Now, that's my brother Danny, the middle brother. You know, when you when you spend, you know, so many years with a person living in the same bedroom, you get to know each other real well. And I basically shared the same bedroom with my brother Danny throughout my life until the night before I got married. So that's how long me and Danny were in a bedroom together as brothers. And so sending him money, the 15th of every month, he sweeps my bank account for, he has a Edward Jones office. So on the 15th of every month, he sweeps my account. I give him a call and give him a hard time because, hey, you know, you just swept my account for money, so I'm going to give you a hard time here, Danny. Great guy, but that's, you know, that's Danny, the middle brother, is doing things like that. Yesterday, we had on Sterling Gallagher. You know, in today's world, the permanent fund dividend, the permanent fund, you'll hear people give theories, give talks, you know, say that, well, we get the dividend because we don't, you know, it's what, how we pay up for the mineral rights and stuff like that. And that's not it. That's not correct. You know, the dividend is a wonderful thing. It starts with the governor and it goes to the legislature and thought that Sterling, the person who created it, the Commissioner of Revenue under the Hammond administration, he was the best one to talk about the dividend at, right, you know, right after the governor's budget came out and all the legislature is going down to Juneau and how it was created, why it was created, when it was created. But the creation of the permanent fund, he specifically put in there that it had no purpose, i.e., there is no directive like towards school funding, roads, water, a dividend. It had no purpose. The dividend, the purpose of the permanent fund was to benefit the state of Alaska. And that is determined by your elected body, 60 people in the state legislature and one governor, and how it goes through that process. And also, when they created the dividend itself, as he said yesterday, the dividend was created to put money into the pockets and into the banks in October, because May through September, you had an infusion of work cash going into banks, going into people's money. So they chose October. He chose October specifically because this time of year, it helped people going into winter, pay some bills, inject money into banking institutions, things like that. And so it wasn't because we had no land rights or no mineral rights that were given to the state at our statehood pact. It wasn't that. And so whenever you hear that, just say no. But also, the dividend is created, determined, starts with the governor. He has a budget. Our governor this year said, okay, we're going to go full 1982 statute. That was the first time they made up how the dividend would be done, statute. And he went that direction because it gave him a direction. It gave him a basis of what he wanted to do. Now, every legislature is not bound by the spending statutes of a previous legislature. They're not. And that was determined when Governor Walker came on board and he was elected with oil being at $95 a barrel. And then when he was seated, oil was at $35 a barrel. So what's the biggest expense that he had? He had a dividend. So he took the dividend and said, okay, this is an appropriation, an annual appropriation, I can do this. And he was the one who changed it. Whether you like it or not, it was adjudicated by the state Supreme Court, and he was found correct. This is an appropriation subject to the annual review of the governor and the legislature. So that's when you started having the the fight, so to speak, of how much the permanent fund will be and how much of the permanent fund will be spent as a dividend from our annual earnings. So anyway, a little bit of history there, and that's why they have me here in the studio, because I can go out and find those people who actually did it and report to you exactly how it happened, when it happened, why it happened, and the thoughts behind it. And we had that yesterday from Sterling Gallagher. And right now, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 458-TALK, 458-8255. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
So how's your memory? Can you remember this name? It's Living Waters Plumbing and Mechanical. It's pretty simple, but it's a name you want to be familiar with. You see, good plumbers, plumbers who can get to your problem quickly and do a top-quality job, fixing it all at a reasonable price, well, let's simply say they're scarce. Living Waters Plumbing and Mechanical is quick to the problem, and they're quick to the solution. And when you have no heat, or you have a bad plumbing leak, your HVAC isn't working, or your pipes are frozen, you want your problem fixed. So who do you call? I told you to remember the name. It's Living Waters Plumbing and Mechanical. Boilers and water heaters, snow melt systems, of course, drain cleaning. They also own Victory Drains. And you'd be surprised how much more. So look, you don't have to try to remember the phone number. Just remember the name and look it up from there. One more time now. Say it with me. Living Waters. Right. Living Waters Plumbing and Mechanical. Okay. Well done.
Take a break from your holiday shopping and enjoy something delicious at your personal Oasis. Instead of grabbing for the last toy on the shelf, do what Santa does. Grab the last French fry or onion ring on the plate. Happy holidays from your friends at the Oasis Restaurant and Lounge, 734 University Avenue.
The holidays are a special time here in Fairbanks, and all of us here at Last Frontier Media Active hope you get to celebrate the season with family and friends. Thanks for sharing your days and nights with us and our family of local radio stations. Wishing you happy holidays and a prosperous new year.
The Fairbanks Clinic has been here for you since 1932, the year Amelia Earhart completed the first female nonstop solo flight across the Atlantic, the year BBC aired their first television broadcast. That was over 90 years ago, and they're still here, still taking care of you and your family. That's the Fairbanks Clinic in their beautiful building at the corner of Cushman and Gaffney. Call and schedule your appointment today with their family care practice. That's the Fairbanks Clinic, here for you since 1932.
Weather brought to you by Frontier Outfitters, your store for the outdoors. Your next adventure begins at Frontier Outfitters for your Alaskan lifestyle. It's Frontier Outfitters.
KFAR Weather.
Cloudy skies expected today with daytime highs approaching 7 above. Northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Lows level off around 3 below. Chance of snow tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 4 above. Overcast skies. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Prue's in the studio here. Now, we're going to talk a little bit of some of the history of the items of the permanent fund dividend. Now, boy, let's go down memory lane. Remember when people would basically sell their dividend prior to them being distributed to different entities? You know, people would buy them, you know, you needed, you know, the dividend is going to be $400 and I'd give you, you know, someone would give you $150, and then the dividend corporation would be getting these notifications of sale. So they have to send it, say, to David Prue's because I bought 16 of these things. And so the states are looking at it, and they determined, no, you cannot sell your dividend anymore. This is a personal services contract from the state to an individual. You can't sell that. You can't hand that personal services contract off to someone else. So guess what? No more selling the dividend to unscrupulous people, the way they're looking at it, who are taking advantage of people who needed money and would sell their dividend early. So that got interesting. You know, when you start giving out money like that, you're going to start having different opportunities from enterprising people. And so that got interesting. Then you would get these, say, do you remember Mark Air? They were, Neil Burke had this company. He had a couple of them. And the big one was AIA, Alaska Industrial Air. And then that, he started going, he had Herc's. He made an incredible amount of money during the pipeline. You needed something delivered in Alaska or other locations with a Herc. He had them. He did it. But then he went into the passenger service, and he basically was the feeder system for Alaska Airlines up here. You know, he'd bring in the Dillingham and other places with its airlines, and he went into competition directly against Alaska Airlines, and that's where he financially got into trouble. But what he would do, what he would give you like 2 to 3 permanent fund dividend tickets, you know, on these things where Alaska Airlines went, or in the state rather, and it was like your miles ticket, and you would, you know, give him your dividend for $652, and you get 3 of these things. But then, you know, he'd only have so many seats on a plane that were available during the time frame. And boy, I remember, you know, having mileage ticket, you know, miles available on his airlines to go to different locations. But you'd only get, you know, there's only so many seats on that plane, maybe 1 or 2 that are available. And so anyway, you don't see those things anymore. You see the dividend advertising, you know, Craig Compo, of course, he'll give you a dividend deal. And shout out to my buddy Craig and what he does out there. Great guy. And so anyway, but the person who did the dividend, who got it out there, who created the Alaska Permanent Fund, was at the behest of Governor Jay Hammond. And so hats off to Governor Hammond and the people, the legislative body that put that in place. As Sterling said, they passed it in the legislature, but Governor Hammond didn't like what they passed and what it would do. So he vetoed it, and then he brought it as a item, the permanent fund establishment, as a vote to the people to be put in our constitution, our state constitution. And it passed 65-35-73, you know, overwhelmingly. And it was started as, it was advertised as the rainy day account, because one day income from the oil at Prudhoe Bay would start declining, and the state would need money from an investment, if we did it, to pay for so-called the lifestyle that we led. We didn't have any more income taxes, different taxes, as he said yesterday on the air. We have not changed our transportation tax since, you know, in 50 years. It's at 8 cents per gallon, and other places have really, you know, appreciated more. And so, but there would be a day when the revenue from the Prudhoe Bay would start declining, because a portion of it went into our operating account. So now the income from the permanent fund in this year's budget is more than the income coming in from the taxes and the royalty value that comes off the wellhead. So anyway, some very, very long-sighted people put this together. And when it came to the dividend, some very good long-sighted people put that together. And as Sterling said, out of 60 legislators, he got 56 to vote his program in. And so at the behest of Governor Hammond. So that's how that happened. You know, a little bit of history there. And was Sterling's a good friend of mine, and he has an incredible background in finance. And, you know, he's in his early 80s now, so just wanted to get him, you know, I try and get him on the air with me once a year and talk about economics and finance and what he thinks the state should be doing and how it should be doing. And just one of those little hidden gems out there, one of those treasures that was actually here when it all happened. And I love talking about the pipeline days, people who worked on the pipeline, people that was a defining period for Alaska, where all of a sudden we had all this oil revenue wealth that was going to come in. We had a construction boom. We had a generation of young people who could get incredible paying jobs and really, really did. Some people did some great things with it, started their own companies, put themselves through school, bought a house, went and lived large for 3 or 4 years and did nothing after that. And the thing about it was, as the pipeline was winding down, they started sending oil through that pipeline on June 21st, 1977, on Solstice Day. And I was working at Pump Station 1 when we turned it on. I was 17 years old. And the mantra was, don't worry, we'll all be back in 6 months to build the gas line. I mean, that's what everyone was thinking and saying. And so there was a thought that construction, that type of job, those type of wages, those type of hours, that was the norm. And it took about 2 or 3 years for people to realize that was not the norm anymore. You don't have that sort of construction available. And many people that were members of the unions, they hung around hoping to get jobs like that again in the future. And they weren't available. And so there was a fight, you know, for getting a good job through a union. Laborers, Teamsters, pipe fitters, IBW. You know, they put so many of my friends to work and gave them great jobs and great lifestyles, and they're starting to retire in their life from those jobs. But they hired a lot of local kids and gave them great jobs, great way of life, great income, great retirement, great benefits, great health. And I'm so thankful for that. For what the local unions did for the local kids that I grew up with, and those kids who stuck it out and stayed with the unions and got, you know, great jobs, great benefits, worked for great companies. And there's so many of them, and they still do that. You know, you look at this new wave of construction, what's going on up north, the Willow Project, the different oil fields. You can't find enough skilled or semi-skilled labor, however you want to treat it, because there's so many different construction projects going on now, which is great. And, you know, it's a benefit for Alaskans. It hurts, you know, I run a city government, and boy, you know, last year we had two crews doing snow removal. The first, the normal one, then the second crew. That's temporary labor. And boy, we have not been able to get enough temporary labor to get that second crew going. But we're trying. We try every day. So anyway, Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You listen to KFAR Radio. We got some Robert Palmer, Addicted to Love. We got some Fox News, some state news, some commercials, some weather, and we'll be back.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
The campaign season will soon heat up in 2024. A new Fox News poll shows President Biden may have an uphill battle to win re-election. His approval rating is up this month, but still at just 43%.
Nearly half of voters, 46%, say the administration's policies have personally hurt them. And voters don't see the economy getting any better. They're twice as likely to see it getting worse next year.
That's Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House. The holiday travel season expected to be the busiest since 2019. AAA predicts more than 115 million Americans will hit the road or skies. Fox's Casey Stiegel.
Travel experts say that the busiest days to travel will actually be this upcoming Thursday and Friday, and then more specifically the 4 days after Christmas.
Most Americans are expected to drive. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
The state of Alaska says a newly implemented workload plan may be making a difference in easing a backlog of Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program known as SNAP renewals and recertifications. KTUU reports as of Friday, December 15th, there were 10,827 applications or recertifications in the backlog, down from the more than 12,000 that were reported earlier this month, according to the Department of Health. Shirley Sakay, Communications Director for the Health Department, wrote in an email that teams were processing an average of 254 applications a day for much of last week. On Sunday, the same team completed 292 cases, exceeding their daily goal of 250. Governor Mike Dunleavy's proposed budget has funds to help deal with the backlog, including nearly $9 million to be used to hire 30 new eligibility technicians. In the email, Sakay said the positions would be long-term but not permanent and would be used to conduct more complex eligibility determinations for public assistance programs.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
Mushroom melt burger, pumpkin pie shake, and sriracha cheese curds. Now that Christmas list has Fairbanks A&W written all over it. Holiday shopping power up or a welcome break for the house chef. Fairbanks A&W is there season after season. All American food, good old fashioned value.
Ready to fix a great career for yourself? How'd you like to work in a fun and positive environment? Expressway Auto in North Pole is now expanding and is currently accepting positions for automotive and diesel technicians. Applicants should have at least 1 year of experience as well as the skills, knowledge, and attitude to excel. Additional certifications are a plus and can increase your earning power. Applications can be dropped off at Expressway Auto on the Richardson Highway in North Pole, or to schedule an interview, call 888-659-0631. Expressway Auto is an equal opportunity employer.
When Bridgestone invented Blizzak studless snow tires, they revolutionized winter driving forever with positive acceleration and controlled turning and braking on snow and ice. Now Blizzak snow tires are the most imitated winter tire on the road. Go figure. Get a grip on winter. Buy your Blizzak snow tires at GCR Tires and Service. Fear no icy street or snowy highway. You'll love your Bridgestone Blizzak snow tires. GCR Tires and Service, the tire guys. Taming the Alaskan Road, Van Horn at Cushman.
Double your impact. Donate now to support the life-changing mission of the Find Out Free Pregnancy Center, and your gift will be generously matched by the Woodway up to $20,000. Double the funds available for free pregnancy tests, ultrasounds, parenting classes, diapers, and much more. Give now to Find Out Free Pregnancy Center's year-end donation match before December 31st, and double your impact. Give now. Visit findoutfree.com. That's FYNDOUT free.com.
Wings on Wednesdays for just $1.50 each. That's every Wednesday at Big Daddy's. Wings the way you like them. Slow smoked and delicious with great choice of styles, including original buffalo and sweet honey barbecue, to name just a few. Come by Wednesday for wings at Big Daddy's and load your plate up with some of those sides that speak Southern, like collard greens, red beans and rice, and so many other choices. It's the award-winning northernmost Southern barbecue. Big Daddy's on Wickersham between 1st and 2nd Avenue.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, David Pruse in the studio here. Just myself today. If you have a thought or want to call in, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. And guess what? We're in the last 6 days of the Christmas season. We also have the holiday season, could be because we have New Year's, and that's fun. But we had a great event on Saturday downtown here, and Fedco and Liv Rodriguez now, they put on a great event, and for a week in downtown Fairbanks, the light walk, the different scavenger hunt, going to 30 different businesses around town. Then they had the celebration on Saturday here at eight o'clock was the fireworks. 15 minutes started right at 8 o'clock and was 15 minutes. Great fireworks display. Many people downtown enjoying it. Weather was great. 0 to 5 above. Warmed up from 20 below just before it. And it just is just a lively, wonderful feeling in downtown Fairbanks. I enjoyed it being downtown, walking around before the fireworks went off. Then I was over at the Morris Thompson Center. Up, they have this sky bridge there that shows that has it's a great viewing location, indoor and heated. And Lisa Slaba of Fedco, her and Liv and Tanya Klukas, they did a lot of work to have a great event throughout the week. I was up there, and Lisa had her two children there. And next, on the catwalk, you couldn't, her two children, you know, 4 and 2, could not see over the hand railing. So I just grabbed the 4-year-old and put her up on my shoulders, and she watched the event on my shoulders. I didn't think anything of it. We'll make sure you can see this. You know, I was holding her up, and then after about 4 or 5 minutes, my arms started getting tired. So I just put her on my shoulders, and here you go. You get to watch it, kid. And next, you know, they're taking photos of me from the backside, because it's just something you do. You make sure children get to enjoy themselves on Christmas in downtown Fairbanks, and just a happy event. And people were milling around downtown just enjoying themselves after the fireworks show. And a bunch of us, we met at the nice restaurant there, Bobby's Downtown, and a lot of people were down there and sitting there with this bunch of people, a bunch of Fairbanksons, everyone's enjoying themselves. In walks Santa Claus, and it's about 9 o'clock, and in walks Santa Claus, and he was great. You know, I said, Tim, how you doing? And he just looked at me, and I go, Santa Claus, how you doing? He smiled, and he was doing great. He sat with us and put kids on his lap, and it was just great. And if you want to visit Santa Claus, the best Santa Claus that's south of the North Pole, he has a great business on 2nd Avenue there. He's a jeweler, and he just made the night. He was dressed up perfectly, the red suit, the big black belt. Cheers to him. He just made the night special in Bobby's there, and wherever he went that night, I bet you he really gave good cheer to all. And so anyway, my goodness. But it was a fun night. But again, we're coming into our last week of Christmas season. And where do you get your Christmas presents at? Where do you go Christmas shopping at? Well, I was told by upper management here, i.e. Melissa Burnett, that if you need to decorate for Christmas, you better get out there, because she told me that Costco is starting to take their decorating stuff out. And I said, that's so they can put in more other stuff for you to buy for Christmas. So if you need to, you know, put up the last and final items, you better get out there and do it and enjoy yourself. But where do you go get presents at? You know, Costco, of course, they got great stuff there. Fred Meyer's. Get over to Walmart, Safeway, but also Audrey's and Frank's in downtown there on Cushman Street and 11th Avenue. Great location, 11th or 12th, I believe. great location to go get something from a small business and other locations. Think about small businesses here, where you would go, what you would do, the type of Christmas presents you would get for people. And, boy, whenever I go Christmas shopping, I always buy myself a present first. I always have, all my life. And my parents would sort of look at me like, why are you doing that? But then they realize I'd be in a great mood. I'd got something that I wanted. And then I'd really, everyone after that scored big time. And the last time I went, you know, visited my sister at Christmas Eve, my standard practice, I'd go out Christmas Eve mornings, take off about 11 o'clock, and I'd have it all knocked out by 2. As I'm going out the door, my little sister, I hadn't spent Christmas with her in a decade plus. And Donnell said, make sure you buy yourself the present first. And she smiled and winked because they all knew. Once I bought myself something, I was in a great Christmas mood, a great giving mood because I got something. So at Christmas, you know, make sure you treat yourself well. Make sure that you do something for yourself. A present, a location to visit, something to do. Make sure you do something for yourself because it puts you in a great holiday spirit time mind. Now, today's my birthday, but guess what I'm doing tonight? I'm not going out and meeting friends or carrying on or anything. I'm going to be cooking my pasta sauce at my house that my grandmother brought over from Italy that my mom taught me how to make and wrote me the directions on all the ingredients and the process. I'm going to be doing that because what I do at Christmas is I give out a Christmas basket. And I've been doing this now for about 20 years. And I thought about it, and I give a Christmas basket to people who are very close friends of mine and also people who have made me successful in my life or my business life. So I give out about 15 to 20 Christmas baskets every year. And going out and getting the basket, you know, that's where it starts, a basket that people like and they use. We got a phone call coming in I'm going to take. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Mel.
Hello, Mel. How are you doing? Merry Christmas, sir.
Yeah, same to you. As you're heading down the stretch here, you mentioned Joe Rebar. I knew Joe pretty well, and I played bridge with he and his wife Dorothy back at the beginning of the 70s for 2 years, and then my life took me elsewhere, and it did too. And, about 15 years later, I was working at Fairbanks Clinic, which she was a founding partner in,
mm-hmm.
went on airport, and I had a chance to work for him part of the time I was there, and we said, what the hell, we'll got together and we played bridge one night after 15 years. It was great. As partners, not opponents. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, fantastic person.
Yeah, he was a great guy, and he probably delivered half the babies in Fairbanks.
Yes, he did. He'd always look at me, and say, remember, kid, I gave you your first whack in life, brought you in. Don't get me mad.
The other thing about Christmas shopping, I got to say, I wouldn't say I'm addicted, but I use Amazon a lot.
Yeah.
And I never pay for shipping unless it's like a used book or something and it's out front, how much you're paying for shipping. But it's always, it used to be $25, now it's $35 or more free shipping. But
mm-hmm.
Is never be in a hurry for what you're ordering. Never. I shop a month ahead or 2 months ahead. And it's just and I did just buy myself something for Christmas, although won't get here for another month. But they got a sale on electric chainsaws.
Ah.
Bar, 18-inch bar, self-sharpening, Oregon, and I just couldn't pass it up. So
good for you, Mel. Good for you. That's great to hear.
If anybody wants to post my chainsaw, it's right around the cabin. So just being able to plug it in for a chain instead of start up a big Husky.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, $94 seemed a good price if anybody else wants to get to the sale while it's still on. Thanks.
Well, I appreciate the phone call. You have a great Christmas, and thank you for bringing up wonderful memories of Dr. Rebar. You know, there is a contingent in this town that played a lot of bridge, a lot of bridge. And my mom was one of them. And I'll tell you a little story. You know, it dawned on me later on in life how sharp my mom was in trying to get things by her. She knew everything, I realized. We were having dinner one night and talking about a few things, and a name came up. And she goes, yeah, I remember a hand that he was my partner in 1966. And this is how he blew the hand, and we lost. And I thought to myself, she remembers a specific hand, a specific moment in 1966. And I thought I was getting away with things, and she knew it all. Oh, boy. Well, hey, you have a great Christmas, and thank you for the phone call. Appreciate it.
All right.
Bye. And Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. We're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Wishing you all the best of the season. Merry Christmas and happy holidays from Kirk and Dana Krause and the entire staff of Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing. The Bigfoot with the helping hand.
Bob here from the Cookie Jar. My wife, Gloria, and I would like to thank our community for its patience, generosity, and continued support. This holiday season, spend time with family or with ours. Merry Christmas, Fairbanks, from the Cookie Jar.
Drinking and driving will change your whole world. Whether you get pulled over or get into a crash, things will never be the same. Getting a sober ride will change your world for the better. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
What kind of a holiday gift giver are you? The stop at the corner store on the way to the party kind? Or the thoughtful hunt for the perfect holiday gift kind? Well, if you're the thoughtful one, we've got the perfect gift. Hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Footwear that are so comfortable and so easy, everyone in your family will adore them. Because with Skechers slip-ins, you just step into them and they're on. There's no bending down to the ground, and you never have to touch your shoes. Find slip-ins for the whole family at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Did you know that driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal? And if you drive while you're high, law enforcement can definitely tell. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
CAD is Customer Appreciation Day at the Great Alaska Pizza Company. Our very best waiting for you today, just $6. Get your medium cheese or pepperoni pizza, only $6. Oh yeah, hot from the oven, fresh and fast. We know you're coming, so it's in the oven, fresh and fast. Customer Appreciation Day is today. One day only, medium cheese or pepperoni, just $6. Carry out only, fresh and fast.
The Great Alaska Pizza Company.
Weather brought to you by Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing, offering 24-hour service from Salcha to Nanana and no mileage charge on callouts. The Bigfoot with the helping hand. Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing.
KFAR Weather.
Cloudy today with highs around 7 above. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Lows dip down to about 3 below. Chance of snow tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 4 above. Cloudy skies expected. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. Enjoying myself. We're going to take a quick phone call here. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Good morning, David. This is Ron.
Hello, Ron.
Just a couple of thoughts on Joe Rebar.
Mm-hmm.
I used him. My family used him as everything from a child deliverer to a diagnostician to even the point where I called him as an expert witness in a case I was prosecuting before the parole board.
You know, I'm Ron. I'm a very fortunate person growing up here in Fairbanks, and the people. Who I've come across in life and who have shaped me and my personality. And Dr. Rebar was one of those. I mean, he really was. And then, you get along in life. And I remember, you know, as a young adolescent kid, you know, going there with my mom and getting my shots, you know, for whatever it was. And, And he had this rule, if you didn't cry, he'd open up the special drawer and he'd let you choose a sucker. And man, I never cried once I knew I could get a sucker at the end of the ordeal.
Well, my son was a swimmer and picked up a plantar wart in the locker room and had to be burned off. And so
yeah.
I took him in to see Joe, and he explained what he was going to do. And Cliff was a little apprehensive because he was maybe 10 years old. And the doc saw his concern and said, don't worry about it. I've been practicing medicine for a long time. And Cliff said, practicing?
That's a great way to look at it. Oh, man. Oh, man.
I thought I'd chime in on the good doctor.
Yeah, you know, and it was interesting, you know, then you become a teenager and a young adult, and I'd go over and see him, you know, for my checkups or whatever, just you know, without a parent, just drive over there. And the wonderful, fun discussions I'd have with him, he just took that personal interest in you when you went and saw him as a doctor, and then he'd take that personal interest, and we'd just sit there, and, you know, he's a very busy man in his practice, but he'd just take, you know, 10 to 15, maybe up to 20 minutes just talking with me about what I'm doing, directions in life, family, friends, his family, his kids, just getting caught up, not as, you know, an adult to a kid, but just two people with each other. And I still remember that, you know, those first times it happened. And those special moments in your life.
Well, and then there was the car. A Cadillac that was the size of an aircraft carrier.
Oh yeah, and what he would do with us at Christmas, you know.
License plate was DRJMR.
Yeah, and he'd have these convertibles, and what he'd do as us kids, you know, would go over to his house at Christmas, and the big thing was he'd pull the car out of the garage, he'd put down, you know, the hood because of the convertible. It'd take me and Danny and Donnell and Dana and Jim and his son Jim, you know, and it'd take us, he'd put us all in the car, it'd drive us around, you know, Pedro Street, Denali area, you know, 20 to 40 below just before dinner, you know, and it would be smiling, you know, and my dad would just be shaking his head. My mom, she'd try to stop this stupid stuff, but nope. You know, he was a doctor. My mom was only the nurse. Oh man. And then it would be sitting there at the Christmas, you know, dinner, and you know, a few cocktails would happen, a few bottles of wine would happen. And then the doctor-nurse relationship between Dr. Ebar and my mom, oh, my goodness, and the fight was on.
Well, and then, of course, there was Johnny, his nurse at the clinic.
Yeah, great lady.
She a piece of work.
Yeah, she was the real boss. She was the real boss, you know, oh, my goodness.
She had a whip in her hand.
Yeah.
All right, I'll cut you loose, David.
Okay, thanks, Ron. You have a great day. Bye-bye. Bye. Yeah. Yes, very, very fond memories of Christmas and past and present and future. And about 20 years ago, I started creating this basket. And, you know, you sort of say to yourself, God, what am I going to get people this year? What am I going to do? And so I thought, hold it. I'm Italian. I like food. So I started putting together a Christmas basket. And, you know, and in the basket, it's a piece of me. It's a piece of my identity. It's fun. I so enjoy making it. I'm going to be making the sauce tonight. I'll also be making barbecue sauce, actually a steak sauce tonight. So for the first time ever, I'm going to be doing two sauces at once. Now the pasta sauce takes about 6 hours, and the barbecue, the steak sauce, that takes about an hour, hour and a half. But I'm going to be doing them together at the same time and for the first time ever. And, you know, so the first thing you got to do is you go get a basket. And this year, you know, I've had some great wire baskets that look great, you know, bronze or silver in color. They cost you know, $5 to $7, but they look great, and people can use the baskets for other things afterwards. So this year I was at Walmart, and I found in the, you know, went to the basket section. They have these, you know, wicker baskets and stuff like that. And I was going through I said, no baskets here that I like. So I'm leaving the store, and I go by the bathroom section. I go, oh, it looks like there's some baskets in here. And I found these great wire baskets that, with handles on them that I'm using. And in the basket, you know, the star of the show, so to speak, is the pasta sauce and the meatballs. Or I put in about five, you know, in every manufacturer of this, I put in a bunch of meat, and in there is the meatballs made with, you know, 50% of beef and 50% pork, you know, sweet Italian sausage. And then I also put in the sweet Italian sausages themselves in there, and they all cook with it. And so in your sauce, a quart jar, you got, you know, a meal for two or three. You know, some people get a meatball, some people get a meatball and the sweet Italian sausage. And then I put in a pound of the DeSico size 24 rigatoni noodle. And then, of course, you got to put in some coffee. So, hey, Tom Bartels, I put in a thing of your coffee, North Pole coffee in there, a bottle of Italian wine. Then some candies and some cookies, some Milano cookies, and some candy in there, and a card, and that's in my basket, and that's what I give people, and it just puts me in a Christmas mood. I enjoy spending the 5 to 7 hours, because, you know, you put everything together and you heat it up, and you're stirring it, so you don't burn your sauce on the bottom of the pan. So you got to spend five hours every 5 to 10 minutes. You're stirring your sauce along the bottom, scraping it so it doesn't burn. And then the first thing you're doing is you're prepping your olive oil. And my mom taught me how to do it. And then she showed me when your sauce is done. It might take, 4 hours, might take 6 hours. You have to be patient. But when the olive oil rises back, you start with olive oil. When the olive oil rises to the top and it's ruby red, and literally ruby red, that's when your pasta sauce is done. That's when that's when it's good to go. It's flavored. And then, you know, you always have some right then and there. And I always have a meatball or some of the sweet Italian sausage, but you let it flavor up for about a few days. Day three, it's good to go. And my mom, growing up, she would make it, and she'd make it one Sunday a month. And she'd, every Sunday and Wednesday we had the sauce and rigatoni, spaghetti, the shells, the penne, the pastas we would have. But the sauce, I love the sauce. So growing up, I learned how to make the sauce from my mom. So that was the start of my food encounters, my endeavors. But I had to learn my mom's pasta sauce, because I grew up every Sunday and Wednesday having this. And I grew up at the dinner table with some of the most incredible conversations and discussions we had. And dinner was served at 5:15. And you were not late. You were, well, no matter what happened in life, you were not 1 minute late to dinner, because you had the wrath of mom. We're not going to disrespect mom by being late. You know, get out of the house at 8 o'clock, come back for dinner, and you are not late. So anyway, Fairbanks, that is my show today. Hope you enjoy it. Tomorrow I will have the first half of the show. Governor Dunleavy is going to call in. We're going to talk about his budget, education, and a few other things, and going to enjoy it. So you have a great day, and I will see you tomorrow.